your car off of...
Like on the shoulder?
Well...
Or a turnout?
A place where you can stop and get out and walk around. You call
that a... We don't have any of those. Those are scenic overlooks if there's anything to look over, but we don't have those. Now, if you get out away from town, they may have picnic tables. Mm-hmm. And the Parks and Recreation Department is pretty good about keeping up little picnic areas. And we might call it a rest area because that's what's on the sign, but we would have mm-hmm. always called it a picnic area when I was little.
What about to get off of the freeway? You have a...
An exit ramp.
And the main, not a limit, what would you call a large road that's not limited access? Let's say a road, you know, through.
Okay, a large road through town could have any number of names. Probably road would be the most common. It wouldn't be a highway if it went through town. A highway is out in the country or going through a little bitty town and may have one stop on it.
What's the difference between a highway and a freeway?
A highway is what preceded a freeway because a highway is not limited access and a freeway is.
Mm-hmm.
The other big things you might call, I'd call them thoroughfares or traffic arteries. If they are major streets that are carrying a lot of, say, business-bound traffic.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the streets that go off of those? I mean, out in the, maybe that trucks aren't allowed to drive through.
Well.
In a neighborhood.
In a neighborhood, I'd call them streets. If they're a major street in a neighborhood, they might be a boulevard or they might be an avenue, and there wouldn't be any distinction really between those. Boulevards frequently have esplanades with trees planted or something on them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else I would call them. Houston streets grew up in such a funny pattern that they are known by whatever the developer wanted to call them. So you have lanes and you have courts and you have, a court would be a dead end or a street with a cul-de-sac. You have just all kinds of things. There are avenues that never saw a traffic more than two or three cars at a time, and there are other avenues that are major streets that carry lots of traffic. If you ask me what is an avenue, I would tell you, to me, it is a broad street that is generally divided and carries a fair amount of mm-hmm. traffic in and out of a subdivision. If you ask me what is a boulevard, I'd tell you it's the same thing. If you ask me what is a street, it could be anything from a one-way, six-lane downtown street to a two-lane. A street usually to me means it has curbs and gutters,
mm-hmm.
whereas a road wouldn't have to. A road might very easily have shell shoulders and a drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm. What on the freeway or on a highway, this painted lines.
We always called it the white line because it was white. Now they've started putting yellow stripes in your lane if you're not supposed to pass. So some people call it the yellow line, but the yellow line just means you're not supposed to pass and it's supposed to be on your side of the white line.
Mm-hmm.
Or the dividing line. I've heard it frequently called the dividing line.
And the part that goes under the railroad tracks or bridge?
It's an underpass.
What about...
Now there's only one that I know of, and it's on North Main Street, and it goes under some railroad tracks close to town, and it's called the Main Street Viaduct. But I don't know of any other viaducts.
What about when you park a car by parking it alongside a curb or a street? You call that
parallel parking?
Mm-hmm.